So both of these teams from the same conference played each other twice during the regular season, once at districts, and then now a fourth time here when it really matters. First three games, especially the third one, really had no impact on this at all. Even after the district tournament, the Warriors were still going to be seeded 4 and Santa Ana Christian 5. Santa Ana Christian, as I mentioned, squeaked by Vail in the first round with a home game. They won that game just 45-42, and Vail honestly had some coaching issues down the stretch of that game, or else they would have won that, I think. The Warriors, on the other hand, played Valley Catholic at home, won that game 49-31 in a typical stifling defense that the Warriors bring. I mean, you know what you're going to get from Amity. You've got quickness like no other team in the state. You don't have a lot of size.
One other big hurdle I hope we get over here in the first quarter of this game is that Ellie, if she has any intrepidation about that knee, that she runs hard.
This is the court that it happened on.
Yeah, yeah.
It happened right down here to my right. We're right behind the scorer's table. Amity will be going right to left to start the first half. Santa Ana Christian in their lower seated road uniforms, black with red numbers and letters, and a little bit of white trim. Warriors in their home white uniforms with royal blue and gray. And we are ready to jump this up. It'll be Fields jumping it up with Grove at center court. They list Fields at 5'11". I guess Sarah Lynn has grown.
She must be 5'10".
Jump ball goes to Yost. Yost and Santa Ana Christian with it. Backs it out. 1-3-1. Ellie on top. Swings it to Fields on the left side. Fields, high post. Fulbright back out to Yost, drives to the right elbow, kicks it back out to Fields. This is what she likes to do, gets to the baseline.
Travel.
Yep, did travel ball, knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Santa Ana Christian ball still.
The first three or four minutes, you got to get a flavor for how the referees are going to call the game.
Yeah, try not to get in too foul trouble right away with two quick fouls on anybody, right?
All right.
Yost, the high post, finds Fulbright, can't do anything with it, throws it back in bounds, picked up by 80 Nisley with a steal. Nisley, good defense there by the Warriors. Ahead to Eliza. Eliza hands back to 80 on the right angle. Wanted to go and traveled. Ellie looked like she was going to pop out just on the left side of the top of the key, and instead she cut, and 80 flinched and drug her pivot foot.
Yeah.
Little miscommunication there.
Nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Freshman in the state tournament.
Vincent gets it back to Yost. Yost to Fields on the right wing. Throws it, knocked away. Fulbright had it, lost it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I thought he was going to change his mind. Instead, it says off of Grove. So, left side of the key along the baseline. Santa Ana Christian inbound. Vincent looking to trigger this in. Gets it to Fields. Fields, mid-range jumper, misses that long rebound to Yost. 15-footer, no good. Rebound, 80 Nisley. Or Eliza Nisley. Eliza, up the middle of the floor. Slows it up. Some nerves here. You got a couple of freshman girls on the floor. First time at state for the Warriors. Grove looks back door. Fouled. No call. Gets it back. Good job by Sarah there. She was fouled by Fields right across the arm.
Well,
official right in front of us.
They let
it
go.
Yep.
Let's play that way. Both
Arsenal
sides.
On top. High post again. They go back door to McMullen. She's fouled.
Wow.
She'll shoot two. Ellie going to the line. Good pass. They ran that the first time, and Sarah didn't make the pass. It wasn't there. They ran it this time. She makes a nice little bounce pass from her upper right elbow of the key there and finds McMullen cutting back door. Ellie not quite as quick as she was last year yet. Still wearing that bulky knee brace at the line. Buries the foul
shot. To see that.
Yeah, it's a good way to get into a rhythm as a shooter,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that first one drops. It had good rotation. I watched her warming up. She hit a lot of threes, so.
One more for the senior guard. Buries them both.
I don't think she'll have any minute.
No,
she won't have any minute limitation.
I don't
now.
Think so. She's had another week, too, since the last game. Two since the last time these two teams played. Fields on the wing. Throws it down low and
that's
out of bounds. That
turnover.
Was tipped by the Warriors. Now, somebody got a hand on that. I think it was Grove. But it would have been stolen because Harsman was dropping in from the other side. Warriors in a 2-3 as they inbound this. Vincent left corner, Yost for three, misses. Oh, nice job by Ellie to tip that ball away from Vincent. And Grove gets it ahead to Nisley. Eliza drives in deep, kicks it back out to Ellie.
Come on,
mid-range.
Girl. No way.
17-footer, bakes it in. Oh, my goodness. She shot it like it was a 22-footer, but she shot it from 18 and a half feet, and in it went off the backboard. 4-0 Warriors. Ellie's got all four. Fields, left wing, down low, hits Scariano
looks
cutting
like,
down the side.
Looks like Eliza.
Fouled. It is Eliza's first foul. 6:11 left to go in the first quarter. 4-0 Amity. They box it up. Eagles do. Kicking in the
You know where it's going.
Out on top, tipped and stolen by Eliza. And she's fouled.
13?
Or 80 with the steal. So Eliza got a tip. Yeah, Eliza got a tip.
I think it's on, oh, it's on.
No, 12. That's on Vincent. Yeah. But Eliza got the tip on the inbound and 80 got the steal and then picks up the foul. First team foul, or second team foul, excuse me, on the Eagles. Warriors have one. Warriors up 4-0 with the ball.
So you could say state tournament and playing the team four times in a row. I think that's a little bit of an advantage when you're playing them because you know what they're going to do. And you don't have the fear of what do these guys do? How do they shoot?
Exactly.
It takes
away a lot of the nerves.
Yeah.
Harzma with a drive gets it stripped out of bounds. We couldn't see who it went off of. They called it Warrior ball. So they'll inbound right side of the key on the baseline, get it into Grove in the right corner, out on top to it. 80 to Eliza, finds Grove cutting. She's fouled. That's going to be Scariano's. No. Did she get the first one on? Yeah, you're right. Her second foul. That'll get her out, and that'll get the freshman, Emma Yenchek, into the game. So Scariano, that's a lot of beef they lose there.
Yeah.
Scariano's a really good rebounder inside. She doesn't bring a lot of offense, but she's a good interior rebounder. Yeah. They lob into Grove. Grove hands it back to Harzma at the foul line, turns the corner. Throws it away. Yost with the steal.
Bad pass.
Yeah, tried to force that one. Yost throws way ahead. Fulbright jumps into Grove, misses, and Eliza had it. Yost ends up with it. Yost might have traveled, got away with it. Bounce pass over to Fulbright on the right wing. Fulbright finally gets it to Fields down low. Fields throws it across the key, knocked away, stolen by Ellie. Ellie with the ball, ahead to Harzma. Harzma drives, nothing there, back out to Ellie, fakes the shot, goes to the elbow, boom. Kicks it over to 80. 80 for three. It's good! 80 Nisley buries a three-pointer from the right angle. It's 7-0 Warriors. Pass ahead. Yenchek tripped. That's gonna be on...
Nope, say Eliza. Please don't say Eliza.
I think it's on 80.
Yeah.
80's first. She just got a foot on foot there. Trying to slide down. Second team foul on the Warriors. First on 80. Both Nisleys have one now. 5:10 left to go. First quarter. Great start for the Warriors. Yost for three. Hits the side of the backboard and out of bounds. She says, tipped, tipped. There's no tip. Just a bad shot by Yost. Hits the side of the backboard. 30-second timeout called here by Santy Ann Christian. We're going to take a quick break and give you a commercial here, which we have to do because it's OSAA.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, OnPoint Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. OnPoint. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 5:06 left to go in the first quarter. Warriors up 7-0. Ellie McCollum with 4. 80 Nisley hit a 3. Harzma, front court, gets a little screen. Rolls towards the basket, over to Ellie. Ellie down low. Nisley kicks it out to Eliza in the corner. Eliza drives all the way to the basket and scores! Eliza Nisley just picking her way across the lane there, and the help defense never came. 9-0 Warriors.
She really had a nice screen.
Nybuehler ahead, knocked away and out of bounds by Grove, popping out along that right sideline.
They still don't attack that press right.
No.
I mean, they've never changed, and that Grove's going to pick them. I mean, she picked them up the three games, and
she's seen it.
Yeah.
They haven't changed their press break. Yost for three. No good. Airballs that one. Out of bounds, Warriors basketball. Yost 0 for 2 from three-point range. She's feeling some pressure down 9-0, Ron. That was a quick trigger three. They didn't run their offense to get that. She just took the first open look she could get. Warriors with the ball. Harzma brings it to the front court. Of course, Harzma and Grove in their second playoff action down here at Coos.
There
Mullen traveled. Shuffled her feet, but she hit the shot.
Yes.
So that's okay. I mean, she did shuffle her feet trying to get set there. I don't care.
I have my glasses.
Doesn't matter to me. This is where we broadcast from. Yost. Niebuhler, right side. Oh, Jenchek for three. No good. Rebound, Nisely. 80 with it. Fouled by Vanderhoof. No call. Throw ahead to McMullen on the right wing. Back out. 80 fakes the three.
Lay in.
Might have traveled. Gets all the way to the basket. Misses that one. Oh. Inside, knocked away. Ball's loose. Harzma chases it down by half court. Turns, goes back to her left hand down the side. Picks it up. Out to Ellie for three. Yeah! Ellie McMullen, Nisely. Oh my goodness, I don't care. They're all friends. McMullen with the three. Yost pushes to the left side.
Turn
and they
over.
Throw it. Nope, we must have tipped it.
80 missed it.
Look at Niebuhler wanting out of the game here. Fields and Vincent back in. Niebuhler and Fulbright out. It's 12-0 Warriors, Ron. 3:34 left to go. We got a text message saying that the Sandham Christian fans don't like the fact that they can hear me. Well, this is where Steve Walker from OSAA told me to broadcast from. So if they don't like it, it's on Steve. Vincent on the right angle, down on the sideline to Jenchek, the freshman. Back to Vincent on the angle. High post. Fields goes backside. Three-pointer, no good there. Long rebound. Oh, Nisely comes out of there. Eliza pushes hard the other way. It's a foot race, and she's pushed. She gets it over to 80. She scores, and she's fouled. 80 Nisely with a basket. It's 14-0, and she'll shoot one more. What a pass by Eliza, who got fouled just before she tried to pass it off. And Eliza took out the cameraman down here on the baseline.
Well, cameraman almost took out the referee, and he's having a little argument with the referee if he can be there or not.
Well, the media does get some different access.
Yeah.
And he's off the court 5-6 feet.
Yeah.
All right. Nisely to the line. One free throw. Chance to make it a 15-point lead in the first quarter. And she does. Yeah. 80 Nisely with 6 points. Ellie with seven. And Eliza with a basket. There's almost a steal. They're going to call a reach-in foul. Wow.
I don't know about that.
That's going to be on 80. Or on Alyssa, who just came in. I think that's on 80.
She tripped on her foot. She didn't really grab her, but.
So 80 will come out and into the game, Sharp, the senior. So, lose some speed, gain some size in the middle. 1-3-1 with Sharp playing the middle of that 1-3-1. Grove along the baseline and Alyssa McMullen in the game out on top. Ellie's getting a break. Vincent. Bounce pass over to Fields, or excuse me, to Niebuhler. There's a steal by Eliza. Eliza going hard the other way. Goes in, puts the brakes on, back out. Grove for three. Oh, my goodness. No good. Rebound, Sharp tips. Ball's loose. Harzma out to Nisely. Nisely drives right, kicks. Alyssa for a deep two.
Oh.
No good. Rebound inside.
Uh-oh. Sharp pushed.
Going to get Sharp with a loose ball foul. That's okay. That's good work down there by Sharp, though. 15-0 Warriors. 2:46 left to go. 14 fouls on both squads now. Sharp's first. The only foul trouble for the Warriors is 80. She's on the bench with two fouls. Vincent over to Niebuhler, or to Roth, excuse me, into the game. Roth drives, loses it, gets it back out to field. She drives left, gets in deep, blocked by Grove. Grove over to Nisely. Nisely pushes hard, skips it over to Alyssa, fakes the shot on top. Harzma for three. Oh, no good. She gets her own rebound. They're going to get a loose ball foul under the basket.
I think it's on Yost.
It is on Yost, her first foul. 15 foul on the Eagles. Warriors will inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Warriors are going to get an easy shot there, too. Harzma followed that miss. They go out to McMullen, to Nisely in the right corner. Nisely, Roth up on her. Takes a couple dribbles, picks it up, on top to Grove. Resets to Harzma now. Man-to-man defense by Sandham Christian. Hasn't worked so far, Ron. Harzma works to the right. Picks her way. Gets in deep. Bounce pass to Sharp. Missed it.
Oh, my.
Rebound inside. Pulled down by Sandham Christian's Jenchek. Gets it to Vincent, or to Fulbright. Ahead to Roth. Knocked down by Harzma. Roth gets it back. And a jump ball as Grove comes in from the side and ties her up. I can't believe she can get a reach in on that.
It's our ball.
Warriors on the alternating possession.
They are really flustered.
They have not scored. 1:50 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, they're
Ron.
Flustered.
15-0 Warriors. Great defense. Harzma drives, gets in deep, tries to feed Sharp, kicks it back out. Eliza for three. No good. Oh, Harzma almost had the rebound. There's a travel on Roth. No call. Knocked away and stolen by Alyssa. Alyssa gets it to Karsma back to Alyssa.
That's
you got to have
all three
over.
Points
yep,
over
she only
line.
Had 2 points over the line, so she could throw it to the backcourt again. Alyssa hands off to Eliza. Got lots of time. Minute 20. There's an attack. Mid-range pulls up.
Wow.
Misses that. Tipped. Eliza with the rebound. Out to Alyssa for three. Let's go. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Rebound Fields. 30 second
Grove
timeout.
Sprained her ankle.
Who did?
It's Grove.
She tweaked it.
Yeah.
She's walking it off. That's good. Ellie coming back in. She's just got to walk that off. Sit down for about a minute and then start walking on it. So it wasn't a 30 second timeout. I thought he was asking for one. 15-0, 1:10 to go. Yost. So now Eliza on the baseline of the 1-3-1. Ball
That's
knocked
ours.
Away by McMullen off of Yost and out of bounds. Warriors.
Has Yost had a shot?
Yeah, she's missed a pair of threes.
Oh, okay.
And a mid-range. Player of the year, Ron.
Yeah, I know.
15-0 Warriors, a minute to go first quarter. You don't get a lot of shutouts in the first quarter here at State, Ron. If they pull this off, it'd be amazing. Backdoor, Karsma lays it up and gets it to roll. She almost missed it. What a pass.
That looked like a missed bunny.
It did. She did not get it where she wanted it, but it dropped in with a nice soft touch. 17-0 Warriors. Fields, top of the key.
Turnover.
Ball knocked away. Roth gets it in the corner. Jencheck won't shoot. Goes down low to Yost. Misses. Inside, there's the first basket of the game by Fields on the offensive rebound putback.
32 seconds.
We missed the shutout, Ron. I thought we were going to get it. 17-2. 30 seconds to go. McMullen throws it away. Nybuehler going the other way. McMullen knocks it away to Ellie. Ellie picks it up. Back to Alyssa.
Go.
Alyssa, you got a 5-on-4 if you hurry. Alyssa to Harzma. Takes the three. Nope. That one's wide right. Rebound underneath. Should have been jump ball. Comes back to Harzma. 12-footer. Gets it to roll in. Ball was loose. Just rolled to Harzma at the foul line. Yost from half court.
No way.
No good. And it's 19-2, Ron, after one quarter. Welcome back, Warrior fans, from North Bend High School down here near Coos Bay. 19-2 Amity after one quarter. They got to keep this up, Ron. Got to keep up the pressure. Both ends of the floor they've been putting on Santa Ana Christian. Into the game, Kylie Kendall. She'll play the bottom of the 1-3-1 with Alyssa McMullen on top. Ellie and Eliza on the wings and Scharf in the middle. Fulbright looks for the cutter. Yost down low on the baseline.
Traveled.
Great defense by Scharf. To slide down.
Yeah. Well, that's a case of scouting because they've run that play enough times that we know what's coming on.
Yeah. Everybody should know everything about what that team wants to do unless they come up with something new. There's a steal by Fields. Going the other way. Gets in deep. Makes the shot.
Yeah. That was smart by Alyssa.
Eliza. No reason to foul.
Yeah.
It's 19-4. Just take better care of the basketball on the offensive end. They're extending their pressure defense a little bit. Should be some backdoor opportunities here for the Warriors. Scharf pops out, catches it. Over to Nisley on the left wing. Eliza down low. Kylie back out to Scharf. Head fake. Gets in
deep.
Got
fouled.
She was fouled. No call. Yost with the rebound. Yost pushes up the right side. Warriors need to stop defensively here. Finds Fulbright. Misses the shot. Good job by Scharf again.
Did
two good
foul.
Defensive plays by her. Kendall with the board to McMullen. Ellie, top of the key, the center circle. Swings it to Alyssa on the left side. Alyssa looks for a cutter through. Popping out is Kendall. Kendall swings it over to McMullen, right angle. Ellie looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Now swings it to Eliza. Eliza with a little drive. Gets in deep, bumped, gets it back, and traveled. Got in deep, got bumped, kind of lost the ball, got it back, didn't really have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Scariano back in with her two fouls, replaces Jencheck. Didn't do anything for him.
That was interesting. We've got two girls running down to go to, I don't know, they had both went, they both went,
I don't know. Left the bench.
Yeah.
Down low, knocked away, Roth. They're gonna say touch last by the Warriors. She tried to drop down to that low block on the left side. Warriors knocked it away.
Happened to be two starters that went down.
They get it into Scariano, back out to Yost on the left wing. Right up honor of the Warriors defense, Alyssa.
This is their weakness
Roth with
right
it.
Here.
Yep, when somebody besides Yost has the ball. Mid-range, missed that one. Airballed it by Roth, picked up by Nisley. Eliza slows it down across half court. Gets it to Ellie on the right wing. McMullen surveys the court. Fields on her, hits Scharf popping out over to Nisley on the left angle. Eliza working on Yost. A little drive, gets it deep right to the rim and scores. Beat Yost off the dribble. Liza Nisley with 4 points in the game. 21-4 Warriors. Blocked by Nisley at the other end. She blocked Fulbright. Fulbright fouls her. You know what we didn't get at the quarter were the stats.
Yeah.
Usually we get those.
Well, they're sitting right there on his, right beside his computer.
Usually we get those from him, but you can pull them up on your phone also if you go to the game.
I'll do it.
So Maya, she's not on the bench. I don't know where she's going.
She might have been
getting her inhaler.
Went get her inhaler.
That's possible. Nisley, 21-4 Warriors. Great block at that other end. Alyssa starts to drive from the wing, picks it up, out on top to Scharf, popping out. Scariano won't come out there. Scharf, no danger to shoot from three-point range. Alyssa picks up her dribble.
Boy.
Gets it to Eliza, back to Alyssa, starts to drive, kicks to Scharf. Scharf drives baseline, scoops it up, misses the
might
shot.
Might have got fouled.
Maybe. They throw ahead to Yost up the right sideline. Eliza back. Yost steps through and scores.
That's what makes her tough.
Yeah, that's a good move. That was a very athletic play by Yost. 21-6 Warriors, 15-point lead, 5:15 to go in the first half. Ellie fouled, no call. Get it to Alyssa on the left wing. Alyssa.
Well, they let him
fouling.
Foul.
Boy, they're letting him hammer away, aren't they?
Yeah.
Up on top, Ellie traveled. Changed her pivot foot.
Well.
21-6 Warriors, 5:02 to go, first half. Warriors offensively struggling. Judd's going to take a timeout. Right now it's a 4-2 quarter in favor of Sandy and Christian, but the Warriors really haven't gotten anything going offensively at all.
It looks bad, but, you know,
it's only a 2-point difference, right?
Yeah. I mean, when the other team has...
We've got a full timeout on the floor, so we will throw it out to a quick commercial here. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC.
Dear winner, Toyota's got 20 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the all-new Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the all-new Corolla hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the winter-ready Highlander with all-wheel drive. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's websites as of 11/21/22.
Leppin Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 5:02 remaining in the first half, 21-6, Amity on top of Sandy M. Christian. Sandy M. Christian settled down here a little bit in the second quarter. Warriors have struggled with some girls on the bench.
Three starters are wandering around trying to figure out if they're get back in the game. I think
Grove is moving well again now. I think she just got the tweak.
And we know what happened to Harsman. She's back.
Vincent down on the side to Fulbright. Fulbright, high post Fields, 15-footer, no good. Yost with a rebound, put back, no box out. Yost has four, Fields has four, it's 21-8. Dribbled off her foot by Eliza. Fields will take it in for the lay-in.
Timeout.
Not what Jed wants at all. Just had a timeout. Got to take care of the basketball. They've extended this full court pressure.
Well, if they let them play physical.
Ahead to McMullen. McMullen to Alyssa. Alyssa back to Ellie on top. Swings it over to Eliza, right angle. Warriors just need to settle down offensively. You're going to have Grove and Harsma come back in. That'll help. Settle some things down. Give you some more weapons on the floor. Eliza with the drive. Gets in deep.
Foul.
Knocked away.
Foul.
No foul called. Grove and Harsma in. Scharf out and Alyssa out. So both, so Eliza, Ellie, Kylie Kendall, Grove and Harsma in the game for the Warriors. You get it in. Oh, Grove's knocked away by Fields, jumping that pass. Need some ball fakes out there. They're being very aggressive on the passing lanes. 21-10 Warriors, 4:13 to go. Warriors only scored 2 points here in 3 minutes and 47 seconds of this second quarter. Harsma gets it into Kendall. Kendall with a drive. Kicks it back out to McMullen. McMullen, ball knocked away. Kendall saves it. She's fouled. No call. My goodness. Harsma dribbles away from the pressure.
Should be a lay-in. Feeds
Grove. Grove lays it up. No good. Grove gets it back. And jump ball.
Yeah,
that'll be Warriors ball.
Our ball.
You get him, Scar. Let's go, kid.
If it's cutting out, folks, I apologize. We're working off of a MiFi down here in the gym. So I apologize for any cutting out. Hopefully it gets better as the game goes on here. Grove to Harzma. Harzma, we'll see if we can get on the North Bend Wi-Fi at halftime. Harzma drives, kicks, Eliza. Nowhere to go there. Picks up her dribble.
Uh-oh.
Throws it away, but it's off of the hands of Vincent.
Blind pass. Blind pass. That was just
well,
bad.
It's like she thought that Harzma was going to cut to the basket or something. That's going to get 80 back in the game.
Probably
for Kendall. Get his five best on the floor here. Kendall out. Starters are on the floor for the Warriors. Nice's got two fouls. 80 does. She's got to be careful. Harzma. Gets it into Eliza.
Oh, she got fouled.
My goodness. And 80 knocks it out of bounds.
Anything.
My goodness.
There hasn't been a foul called in this whole second quarter. Am I right?
It seems like that. It's pretty close to that anyway.
Ever since it got close to where they're going to get a one-on-one.
I think the last foul was 80 on that one way over there. Yost to Vincent. Vincent ahead down the sideline to Fulbright in the corner. They trap her. She falls down, loses the ball. Warriors basketball. Good job by Grove. Great defense. Going to get Yenchek back in. Sandingham Christian fans a little hard on their girls. That's all I can say.
If that was dad.
It might, probably. I know some dads who might say that to their daughters.
Yeah.
Warriors ball.
Handle
320.
Pressure.
320. Full court pressure. A reach in on Fields. No call. Drive. Kick to 80.
Oh, my
ball
goodness.
Knocked away. 80 chases it down. But they're not calling anything.
No.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much slapping. And that favors Sandingham Christian. They're a physical team.
Yeah.
Harzma with it. Works on Yost. Hesitation dribble. Gets in deep off the foot of Field or Scariano and out of bounds. 3:01 left to go second quarter. Warriors have only scored 2 points this quarter. It's an 8-2 advantage in the quarter by Sandingham Christian. Harzma to Nisley, down low, banks it in. Eliza
nice.
Just powered it up. Eliza's got 6 in the game. Warriors. There's a pass off Yenchek and out of bounds.
They can't run that. They can't.
Up the sidelines.
If you pick up the pace of the game, they can't handle it.
Yeah.
Only one or two of their girls can pick up that kind of pace.
Warriors with the ball, up 13. Under 3 to go, first half. Nisley throws it ahead,
pass.
Dangerous pass. One-handed pass, Yenchek picks it off. Can't do that. She was trying to be super aggressive, like a middle school move. They throw it ahead, and almost out of bounds, Fields with a great save on the sideline. Out on top to Yost. Yost drives to the left, cut off by Nisley. Out to Yenchek, skip pass over to Fields. Tries to drive, Harzma cuts her off, she turns into Grove, misses the shot. Scariano inside, saves it to 80, Nisley. 80, up
that's
the right
foul.
Side, fouled by Fields, finally. It's going to be the 7th team foul.
We'll
that'll put
bonuses.
Nisley on the line.
Bonuses. Come on. Look at the clock, Greg.
Greg's got it.
There we go.
It's 1-1.
Sorry, we know one of the refs by first name.
I tried not to use it. 2:22 left to go in the first half. 23-10 Warriors. They've been up by as much as 17 in this game. Only 13 right now, but 80 with a chance to add to that. Alyssa coming back in next dead ball. I think probably for Ellie. Give her a break. She's played quite a few minutes here. 80.
Nice.
Halfway down.
Look good when it left her hands.
It did. She's got 6 in the game. Missed that one. Vincent works to the left. Gets it to Yost. Yost knocked away, and they call that one.
Ellie reached.
Ellie, yep. Reached in, knocked it away, but got a piece of Yost, knocked her to the ground. That's Ellie's first foul, 15 foul on the Warriors. And she's out, Alyssa's in, Nybuehler in for Vincent for Sandingham. 2:13 left to go. 23-10 Warriors, Fields. Tries to drive, gets to the foul line, taken away by Eliza Nisley.
She can shoot, she's not a ball handler.
Eliza? Well, she tried to drive the middle of the zone.
Wow.
Where are you gonna go? Eliza drives all the way, scoops.
What a good look.
And no good. Ball's tipped loose, and Harzma gets it to McMullen from the elbow.
No.
Little strong rebound inside. Saved by Eliza to 80. 80 on the baseline. Hooks it back out to McMullen. She'll slow it down. Alyssa with a minute 42. Warriors up 13 still. McMullen backs it out, waits for Yenchek to come out on her. Works her back and forth. Gets to the elbow. Back out to 80. 80. She'll take Yost. Gets it to Harzma. Fakes the three out on top. Almost stolen by Yost. Swing it over to Harzma on the left wing. She fakes. Gets in deep all the way in and knocked down.
Foul.
He's going to call foul.
On Scariano.
Harzma's going to go to the line. The Scariano's third.
She stuck out her knee. Oh, 15. It's on Fields.
Oh, so it's on Fields. Second?
That's a tough call.
Third. Third on Fields. Harzma going to go to the line to shoot. That's one and one. 18 foul.
Actually, Scariano foul would be a lot better than the Fields foul.
Well, it's third on the field.
Yeah, no, that's.
I don't mind seeing her go out of the game.
That's a key.
Yeah, it'd be better for them if it was Scariano. Better for us if it's Fields.
Yeah.
116 left to go. See if Harzma can make some foul shots. Warriors are three for four from the foul line today. Harzma.
Nice.
Misses it. Good box out by Yost. Warriors now 3 for 5 from the foul line. Nybuehler for three. No good. Long rebound, McMullen. Alyssa picks up her dribble, gets it to Grove. Grove ahead to Harzma. 1 minute to go first half. Warriors only scored 4 points this quarter. They've been outscored 8-4.
She can take her.
It's, Roth trying to guard Harzma. Bounce pass over to McMullen. McMullen hands off to Nisley. Nisley gets in deep, shovels it to Grove. Wasn't ready for it. Grove skips it back out on top to Harzma. Back in the corner. 80. Thought about the three. Dribbles out. Knocked away. Gets it back.
Three in the key.
Drives all the way to Grove. Ball's loose. Stolen. Yost with a steal. Yost in traffic. Going to be fouled by McMullen. She checks on Yost. Good sportsmanship by the Warriors. 28 seconds to go. Warriors have missed some golden opportunities the last few times down the floor, both at the foul line and in the half-court offense. 16 foul the Warriors, so no shots. Yost will inbound right by the end of the Warriors bench here near the scorer's table to our right. Yost with it on the right angle, extended. Out on top, Nybuehler swings it to Roth. Try to go high post, stolen. Nisely, Eliza with the tip and
shot.
80 with it. 17 seconds.
Here.
She backs it out. Worst case scenario, she go in 23-10, right?
Yep.
Grove, down low. Eliza lays it in. There you go. Great pass from Grove to Nisely. She's got 8. 4 seconds.
No
foul. Yost throws up a long one over the backboard and out of bounds. They let the clock run. That's fine. It is 25-10. It didn't. It missed everything.
It hit the back wall.
All right, we're going to take a break. Guys, I'm going to try to switch my Wi-Fi here, and hopefully that'll solve any cutting out issues. So we're going to go to commercials here for a few minutes, see if we can fix that. If there's some dead air, that's why. Halftime, Warriors up 25-10 on Santa Ana Christian. We'll be back in a couple of minutes on KLYC. As the title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated, supporting the community and people in places that matter. That's why Pacific Office Automation continues to sponsor the OSAA year after year. Pacific Office Automation, problem solved. All right, folks. Halftime here from North Bend High School in the first round of the final site of the OSAA On Point Credit Union State Championship for 3A girls basketball. Warrior girls with a 25-10 lead at halftime. They were led in the first half by super balanced for the Warriors, and they were led by Eliza Nisley with 8 points on 4 of 7 shooting. She also had 5 rebounds, 7 points for Ellie McMullen, on 2 of 2 shooting from the field, hit her only 3 attempt. 80 Nisley was 6 on 2 of 3 shooting, hit her only 3. Warriors 2 out of 6 from 3-point range, and in the first half, shot 45.5% overall from the field, Ron.
A lot of lay-ins.
Well, you'll take 45% shooting, whereas San Diego Christian was 1 for 13 in the first quarter, 21.7% in the first half. Warriors out-rebounding San Diego Christian 18-14, more assists 6-1, fewer turnovers 12-10. Warriors also blocked 3 shots in that first half. So just
a dominating
performance.
A good first half.
The second quarter was 8-6 San Diego Christian. The Warriors struggled. They got some girls in the game that didn't really function well together as a group.
We were missing 3 starters for at least 6 minutes
6 minutes of the second quarter.
Sarah had the ankle problem.
Well, and the others were just kind of 80, their normal 80, rotation. But
80 had two fouls?
Which one of us? One of the Nicies was out with two
80
fouls.
80 had two fouls, yeah, in the first half.
And Sarah, or Harzma was having some...
Looked like she was looking for her inhaler there for a little while. But she came back in and played just fine, didn't she?
Yeah.
Warriors at the foul line, 3 out of 5. McMullen was 2 for 2, and 80 Nicey 1 for 2.
You think about the growth of Harzma since last year playoffs to this year playoffs. Just so much more confident handling the ball.
Yep.
The pressure doesn't, you know.
She's just unflappable out there.
Yeah.
Shows no emotion whatsoever.
And she'll drive into the lane of Giants.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she finishes well in there, and she finishes through contact well. Mm-hmm. She did that last year too, but this year she picks her spot so well. She just sees the floor, understands what's happening, knows whether or not she can beat the girl guarding her.
We should have 30 or 32. We missed at least, I counted 3 missed lay-ins. Well, right underneath the basket.
Warriors led 19-2. They were up 17-0 in the first quarter at one point.
Right.
Almost had the shutout in the first quarter, which you just don't see very often. High school basketball at this level. I mean, you're talking the fourth and fifth seeded teams here in the state. Winner of this gets Banks.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at like noon or something.
Well, I think we give Banks a better run for their money than Sandham Christian. We've got 6-7 people we can run at them.
Yeah.
Banks is not fast. And they kind of got.
Gonna find out a lot about Yost here in this third quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, player of the year in the Pac West. She's a senior. She's a good ball player. Will she try to do too much? Or will she, settle down and just play smart basketball and let the game come to her even down 15? The message at halftime from Sandham Christian's coach should have been, hey, we just chip away at this one basket at a time.
Let's cut it in half by the end of the third quarter. That's what I'd be saying.
And just a basket at a time. Don't look at the scoreboard.
Yeah, get it into single figures.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't do that on one or two shots. Fields on top to Yost. Yost works to the left over to Vincent. Vincent on the angle. Back down to Fulbright on the left wing. Skips it on top. Yost down to Fields. Mid-range right side.
That's her shot. Yep. That's her shot.
That was very patient and well designed. She's got 8 in the game. Down to a 13-point game. Harzma bounce pass ahead to 80.
Oh.
Her pass knocked away by Fields. Yost with it. Yost throws ahead to Vincent. Travel. Great hustle by 80 Nisley. I mean, Eliza Nisley to get back and force the travel.
So, yeah, we... 80 was going to throw that pass, and the person she's going to throw the pass to changed.
And they get a trap at half court, and a steal by Fields. Takes it in, scores, foul. New game, Ron.
Just dribbled.
They got it down to 11.
Dribbled to the wrong place.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what Jed's talking about right now to Eliza. Don't come to this corner. He's very calmly explaining it to her. So 4 quick points for Maddie Fields, and she'll get a chance for a free throw here. The 19-2 game is long gone.
Yeah.
Well, this is the foul shot. Rebound, Yost. No box out by the Warriors.
Uh-oh.
That hurts you.
She drilled.
There's a steal by
That's
Ellie.
A foul.
And she's fouled.
You got pushed. 23. Come on.
Yep.
Yes.
It's Yost's second. Ron cheering for fouls here. only her second.
I want 23 and 15 to pick up another foul or two.
Warriors with the ball. Harzma, top of the key, dribbles right. A lot of pressure put on by Sandham Christian. Now Nisley picks up her dribble, back out to Harzma on the right wing. Harzma crosses
over. She can
take
her.
Got Scariano on her. Ellie kicks out to Eliza.
Layup.
Eliza drives all the way in.
Oh,
foul by
13.
Scariano. That's going to be her third. So she and Fields both with 3. They don't show Fields on the board up there. They don't have her in the game, but she's definitely in the game.
She's the starter. She should be.
Yeah, they
there.
Messed up. They put 5, I think, instead of 15 up there.
Yeah.
So Nisley to the line.
Free throw.
This is the free throw. Eliza too strong on that one. One more coming for Eliza. Make a free throw. It helps settle you down, doesn't it? 11-point game for the Warriors. Eliza gets that one to roll in. That'll help. 12-point game. 26-14. Sandham Christian with it. Yost brings it up over to Vincent. Vincent, they trap her.
Got
skip
her
pass
right.
Knocked away. Stolen. Eliza tipped it to 80. 80
goes right
in
here.
Hard.
with the left hand, scores! Yost tried to flop.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Didn't
work. Gets the basket, 8 for 80. 24-14. Vincent, intimidated by this, throws it away.
I don't think there's any that, foul.
Well, there's no foul there, and while the Warriors did touch the ball, that ball kept going that way. If that was off of the Warriors, it would have gone that way, Ron, the other direction.
She pushed it.
She pushed it out of bounds. They always do that.
Yeah. I want to see a review.
She clearly was trying to get the ball up the left side. Santiam Christian with it. Roth leaves it for Yost. Skip pass to Fields. Fields dribbles through traffic, loses it. Ball's on the floor. Jump ball.
Going to be ours.
Warriors basketball on the alternating possession with a 14-point lead. 6:10 left to go third quarter. See if the Warriors can just settle down. 1-2-2 pressure here.
Just beat this press. That's the key here.
Harzma with it.
Ball in the middle of the floor.
Working against Fields, reaches, no call, dribbles through there.
Foul one of them.
Yost, I think.
It's gonna be.
No, it's on Fields. That's her hurt. Fourth.
Fourth foul on Fields. That's painful for Santiam Christian. Not a good foul at all. But they weren't calling any of those in the second quarter.
No, they
weren't. Bad for the kids, because the kids are like, wait a second, you didn't call these for a full quarter. Now all of a sudden you're calling touch fouls. Sometimes the officials talk at halftime, right? They're like, hey, we let it slide a little. Let's get it back. Harzma with the drive. Bounce pass to Eliza with the drive in deep. Oh. Tried to make the pass. Should have just shot it.
Should have shot it.
Jencheck with the block and the steal there. Roth ahead to Yost. Yost wants to go left. Good job by Harzma to stay in front of her. Out on top to Roth. Maddie Roth skips it over on the right side to Jencheck. Down low. Fulbright missed the shot. Gets it back. Missed again. Rebound. Inside, yeah, that's Scariano puts it up and in. Her first basket, 28-16 Warriors. Warriors can trade baskets, that's fine. We'll see if they can come back and get one here. Warriors, too many turnovers in this game for Amity. The length of Santiam Christian can get to you sometimes in the middle of the key. Harzma works on Yost, gets in deep. Flop by, gets it to Nisley, out on top to Grove. Over to Eliza, down to 80 in the right corner. She dribbles out along the three-point arc.
That's
knocked
right.
away.
Go get it. Go get it.
Knocked away by Roth. 80 didn't know that, I don't think. Gets it to Eliza. Goes for the steal. That's on 80. That's 80 did not play that ball right.
That's freshmanitis.
She didn't realize it had been touched.
Yeah, freshmanitis.
28-18. Pass ahead, Harzma over her
Nicely.
Head. Another turnover by 80. Get it ahead to Yost. 10-point game. You got to steal this momentum back if you're Amity. Down low, Scariano.
Oh,
fouled.
28-18,
4:30 to go in the third quarter.
Let's go!
Foul's going to be on, what they call that on?
Grove.
Her first foul. Timeout taken by the Warriors. We'll take a quick break. Full timeout. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be Dear Style Efficiency and Performance, glad we're on the same team this season and every season. Let's keep huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. Stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs. Read the latest prep news information. Search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play to download today. So, Santiam Christian ball, 10-point game, 28-18. Foul was on Grove, non-shooting foul. Second team foul on the Warriors.
Get in front of Yost. They're going to go to Yost.
They get it over the right side. Jencheck for three. She's fouled by 80. Got in too close. 28-18. Jencheck to the line. She'll shoot three free throws. That's painful. That's the third foul on 80 Nisley. 28-18. That's going to get Alyssa into the game. Jencheck.
This is one of their better shooters too.
Well, and they are a good foul shooting team.
Yeah.
Generally speaking. You can tell we're sitting in the Santiam Christian's section behind us here. Jencheck gets a pair. They've cut this lead. Was 15 at halftime. They've got it down to 8 now. Alyssa in, 80 out. One more for Jencheck. Hits them all. That's pretty impressive. You don't see a lot of kids step up and knock down three in a row after being fouled on a three-pointer.
leads 7. Clytus has been since it was 7-0, Ron. Eliza backs it out. A lot of momentum here for Sandy M. Christian right now. Eliza drives, gets in deep, and jump ball. That'll
their
be
ball.
Sandy M. Christian bow on the alternating possession.
She just went into nowhere land. She dribbled down in the middle, go
not
nowhere.
Not the offense.
No.
We'll see what Judd comes back with here defensively. I think it's a 2-3 zone. Yep. So give him a little different look. McMullen and Harzma on top. Down in the corner, Yost skips that pass over to Yenchek.
Can't let her shoot
it. Down low, Fulbright turns, fouled.
That was not a foul.
Wow, they didn't call any of these things second quarter. Now they're calling everything. That's going to be on Grove,
I think.
But I'll give it to Sandy Ann Christian. They're doing a much better job of working the ball for a good shot. Warriors this quarter have been terrible on the offensive end.
Yeah.
Fulbright to the line to shoot 2. Makes the first one. 29-21. Oh, 28-22. 3:57 left to go, third quarter.
Gave that point to the wrong team.
He'll get it straightened out.
There you go.
Yeah, fans that don't know how the things work down there. The Fulbright hits a pair. 28-23, 5-point game. Warriors with some work to do here on the offensive end. Eliza Nisley with it. To McMullen in the right corner. Hasn't scored this game. On top, Ellie. Skips it over to Harzma on the left angle. Harzma on top, Alyssa. Back over to Eliza on the wing. Eliza with the drive. Gets in deep.
Nice.
Misses the shot. Got in deep though. Yost with the rebound. Going hard the other way. Gets in to Harzma. Backs it out. On top, Nibuler. Back to Yost. Fakes the three. Skips it over. Vincent. Down low, Fulbright.
Check.
Blocked by Grove. Good job by Sarah Lynn. Giving ground the whole way, but getting the block. Eliza on the right wing. Yost on her this whole game. Eliza's not been out of the game, Ron. She played all 16 minutes in the first half. Warriors with it. Ellie on the left wing. Looking for things. Not there. Skips it over to Eliza. Warriors settling down, running the offense at least now. Right corner, Harzma. Now they get some people in motion. Harzma works across the top of the key. Backs up. Now drives right. All the way in deep. Misses the shot. Nothing going offensively there for the Warriors. Yost going the other way. Yost drives.
That's an offense.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yost completely out of control.
Man alive, that's a bad call.
2:32 left to go. The third foul on Sarah Lynn Grove.
Not shooting.
That's going to get Sharp into the game and Grove. Oh, they don't say she checked in soon enough. In the corner. Three-pointer by Yost. Misses that one. Rebound in traffic.
Foul.
Jump ball.
Oh, jump ball.
Sorry. Warriors basketball on the alternating possession. 28-23 still. Amity on top by 5. You know who else needs to not play the scoreboard is Amity.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta play this like it's a one-possession game
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
We lost kind of our sense of urgency, and that's gonna be an offensive foul.
Oh, my.
He pushed off with 2 hands. Probably should have been a technical after the fact on Yost for taunting. But
taunting.
That's the 16th foul on the Warriors, only 3 on Sandy M. Christian this half. And that's the second on Eliza. On top, Yenchek, high post, Fulbright, wants to drive. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble, knocked away. Yenchek gets it back, out on top to Yost. That'll calm things down. Taylor Yost swings it right side to Yenchek. She cuts through. High post, Fulbright. Should be a jump ball. Ball's loose. Fulbright gets it back, out on top. Nibuler backs it out. Not Nibuler, Vanderhoof, excuse me. How is that nothing in there?
Yeah, it's a travel or jump or something.
Vanderhoof down in the corner. Fulbright fakes. Back to Yost. Puts up a 3. No good. Eliza with it.
That's a foul.
It's knocked away.
They didn't see it. They didn't see it.
Got to get it right. They get it right. White ball. Sandy and Christian fans don't seem to agree behind us here.
Wonder why.
Warriors basketball. 5-point lead. Minute 48 to go.
in the fourth quarter. Alyssa brings it up the middle of the floor. Vanderhoof on her. Works to the right side. Picks up her dribble for no
bad
reason.
News.
Gets it to Eliza. Eliza turns. Kicks. Ellie.
Come on,
lets
Ellie.
Her fly
Come
by.
On,
shoots a three. God! Yeah! Ellie McMullen with three. Let the defense fly by and then buries her second three of the game. Makes it an 8-point game. Yost on top. Back over to Vanderhoof. Wants to drive. Cut off by McMullen. Stolen by Ellie. No! Vanderhoof gets it back. Drives baseline.
She's
trapped on the baseline.
She's in trouble.
Jump ball. Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. 31-23. Minute 12 to go in the third quarter.
Why the arrow? They're going the wrong way. The arrow's the wrong.
They
it's red.
Up.
No.
Hey, should be going
it's
that way.
Way.
They just had the last one, I think.
Yeah.
They've got it. Warriors basketball. Officials made a mistake. I'm just amused listening to people who don't actually pay attention to the game behind us thinking they know what's actually going on. Warriors with the ball. Harzma up 8, minute and 5 to go.
Keep your dribble now, girl.
Harzma. Center circle, works to the right, bounce pass to Ellie on the right wing. Ellie on the angle. On top to Sharp, popping out, swings to Harzma on the left angle. Harzma looks inside, nothing there. Now it wants to drive, backs it out, gets it to Alyssa. Alyssa swings to Ellie on the right angle. Jenchek on her. Looking for a backdoor, not there. On top, Eliza swings to Alyssa on the left angle. McMullen with it.
Taker.
Takes a couple of dribbles to Ellie on top. Directing traffic with a nod of the head. Now over to Harzma, 30 seconds. Backdoor, tipped away, chased down by by McMullen. Out on top, Sharp.
Wait for the last shot. Now we got that down to 20 seconds. You don't
Ellie
have to shoot
it. Over to Harzma. Harzma on the right angle. On top, Sharp popping
there
out.
There it is. There it is.
Ellie for three.
Oh.
Halfway down, won't stay. Ball tipped.
Dang, that was a
rebound. Sandy Ann Christian. Yost pushes hard at the right side with 5 seconds. A runner off the glass. No good. Sharp with the rebound. And that's the end of the third quarter. 31-23. Warriors on top after three, folks. This is KLYC, McMinnville. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championships. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 503,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Be involved in a sport you love and earn money in the process? Become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. Visit osaa.org/officials for more information to get registered.
First couple minutes here are key, I think.
That's best analysis all day, Ron.
Really? I mean,
it's 31-20. It is. I know. I agree with you. Warriors need to handle this. There's going to be another little push
surge.
Right here.
The surge. Yeah.
The energy surge. They need it. It's down 8. Vincent, or Roth, excuse me, gives it to Yost. Looking for a cutter. Knocked away. They chase it down in the corner. Back
so they got
to Yost
Fields
the
back with 4 fouls.
Yost dribbles, loses it, gets it back. Knocked away. Yost chases it down. Oh, almost got it over and back. Throws it over to Fields for
check.
Three. Blocked by 80 Nisley. Sharp pulls in there by Eliza Nisley. Great job by Eliza. Yost, or Fields never saw her coming.
No, huh?
On the side. Eliza skips to 80 on the left wing. Back in the game with Sharp, Grove, and Harzma.
He's
on top, Sharp.
He's resting Ellie, which I think is wise.
Yep. Harzma, right angle. Jed calling out what he wants. Tells her to get back to the middle. Starts to drive. Bounce pass to Eliza on the left angle. Running through a screen off of Grove. Grove on top. Swings over to Harzma. Harzma gets past her man. Inside to Sharp. Sharp down low. Knocked away. Too many dribbles.
Yeah.
Hey, either make your move or kick it back out. Too many dribbles in there by Sharp. They get it to Fields on the right angle. They want to skip it over to Yost. Nobody's over there.
Uh-oh.
And a reach-in foul on 80. That's her fourth.
That's one and one, too, Coach.
17 foul.
Bad news. Here comes Ellie back.
Ellie back in, 80 out. Frustrated, but you need her down the stretch. So she'll sit with 4 fouls.
And Fields is a good free throw shooter.
Well, she's 0 for 1 today. So, but she's been a fantastic shooter all year, Ron. Needless to say, one of the best free throw shooters in our league. She goes to the line to shoot 1-1. Front end of the 1-1. No good.
Good call.
Rebound sharp. Thank you. That's what I'm here for, folks. To make people miss free throws that should make them.
The hex.
That's right. Minute 15 gone here.
Oh, they stopped their
Warriors
dribble on top of the
dribble
key.
Again.
It's just nuts.
Yeah, get it over to Ellie. Ellie fouled.
Now
took him a while.
Now the call.
Took him a while to call that. He saw Ellie's head snap to the side. Took an elbow to the side of the face. Foul's going to be on number 5, Maddie Roth. 5'7" junior. Warriors are inbound. Warriors going left to right here in the second half in front of us. Harzma working on Roth. Swings it to McMullen, right angle. Ellie surveys the court. They're going to call 5 seconds. She doesn't dribble. They were saying closely guarded. Ellie needs to get rid of it. Finally does to Grove. Grove knocked away. Harzma gets it back.
Somebody's open.
Harzma.
There's another foul.
Yeah, working on Roth. There's an elbow in her back. Tried to give it to a cutting Grove. It was tipped away. Stolen by Sandy M. Christian. 6 minute mark coming up here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 8. Fields,
uh-oh,
down low. Jencek lays it in. Great pass from Fields. 30-second timeout taken here with 6 minutes to go. 31-25. Sandy M. Christian takes a timeout. They've got 3 timeouts left. So do the Warriors. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. 31-25. Warriors on top by 6. They've led by as many as 17, but that was in the first quarter.
Yeah. I don't think Sandy M. Christian was off the bus yet.
Yeah, something was wrong, right? Warriors came out great energy, forced turnover. Sandy M. Christian ran their offense. Warriors seemed tired in the second half. They were up 25-10 at halftime, only up 8 after 3, and now it's a 6-point lead here in the fourth quarter. On the floor for the Warriors, it's going to be Sharp, Grove, Harzma, Ellie McMullen, and Eliza Nisley.
Switch to man-to-man.
Warriors trying to figure out their press break here, who's going to be where. Harzma goes to trigger it in, gets it to Grove. Grove gets it back to Harzma.
Somebody's open. There's 4 people on the ball.
Harzma pushes up the right side, beats the pressure. All the way to the basket.
He's fouled. Sorry.
Ron trying to do he's doing harmony with me here.
I thought it was a duet.
Duet?
The bass got a little out of control.
Harzma with a line to shoot, too. Harzma 0 for 1 from the line today. Now 1 for 2. 5 points in the game for the sophomore point guard. One more coming for Maya. Chance to make it an 8-point game again. She's 1 out of 2 from the line. And makes
nice
them both.
Nice looking shot.
2 out of 3. She's pretty calm when she goes to the line. I ask her if she gets nervous. She's like, no. Never nervous at the foul line. Yost harassed by McMullen. Tipped out of bounds
Yost definitely cannot go left.
Yeah. I'd be jumping on that all the time.
Yeah.
Take that right hand away. Warriors up 8. They get it into Fields. Fields wants to drive. Kicks it in the corner to Jencek. Jencek skip pass. Those are dangerous against the Warriors. On top, Yost wanted to shoot. Drives left. Back to the middle.
Check.
Blocked by Eliza. And Fields gets it back. Down low, Jencek on the baseline.
Shooter.
Hits it. She is
shooter.
A shooter. She's got 7 in the game. That is clutch for a freshman. Warriors get it in. No. Foul by Yost. That'll be her 3rd, right?
Why is it a terrible call?
Terrible
I think
call
it was because it was on
Sandy
M. Christian.
5:21 to go. That's a 16th foul.
Warriors
get
us to a 1-1.
Yeah. Warriors inbound it. Get it over to Sharp. Sharp hands
cross
to Harzma.
Pass.
Harzma works up the right side. Now back towards the middle. Roth on her. Bounce pass to McMullen on the left wing.
Foul.
Jencek.
It's a foul.
Stepped out of bounds. Yeah, said stepped out of bounds, but she was hit a couple of times over there. Got to take good care of the ball. 5:03 to go, fourth quarter, 6-point game.
Here we go, Emma!
Yost with it on the right angle, extended over to Jencek in the corner. Back to Yost on the cut. She's too low. Gets it out to Fulbright. Mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound in traffic. Nisley. Eliza comes out of there. Shortest girl on the floor with the rebound. In traffic. Eliza.
Goes past Yost. Gets in deep. Kicks. Grove. Mid-range.
No.
No good. Rebound inside. Fields.
Foul.
Knocked away by Harzma or by McMullen. Fields chases it down. Gets it to Roth. Roth, 1-3-1 for the Warriors. Roth to Yost on the right wing. High post. Fields wants to drive. Knocked away.
It.
Stolen. Scharf knocked it away, and Grove with the steal. Still a six-point Warrior lead.
Give it up now. She's open.
Yeah. Harzma gets it to McMullen. McMullen way out on top with it.
Oh, Eliza
pops
go
out.
The,
going to the wing.
Little, yeah.
Looking for, oh, almost threw it away. Harzma gets the ball. Gonna get 80 back in to run this better. McMullen. Eliza popping out. Eliza out to Harzma. 355.
Long time to run this offense. We'll see.
We'll see. Looking for some fouls or some backdoors, right? McMullen starts to drive, picks it up, back out to Harzma, popping out. Back to McMullen. Warriors running some clock here. McMullen.
Dribble.
Puts it on the
go
floor.
Go to the hoop.
And timeout taken by.
He had to.
Yeah,
by it was
Jen.
4.5 seconds.
She got the dribble down. She's got a good clock in her head. Warriors ran about a minute off the clock there, though. Both teams are in the 1-1 bonus. Warriors have two timeouts left, three for Santa Ana Christian, 3:36 remaining. Warriors up 33-27 in what's a low-scoring game after the first quarter for the Warriors. They've scored 14 in two quarters and 4 minutes and 24 seconds. That's not what you want. But 19 in the first quarter was pretty sweet. Foul trouble for the Warriors. Grove has 3. Adie Nisley has 4. And I think Adie might be coming back in the game.
I put her back.
At the table.
It was 3 minutes.
Well, you might as well. 3.5 minutes. She gives you another good ball handle and defender.
She's back.
She is. So it's both Nisley's, Harzma, Grove, and McMullen. Starting lineup out there for the
Warriors. This has been a problem for us all season, getting the ball inbounds after a timeout.
Grove. Gets it
That's
in.
It.
Ball tipped away. Harzma saves it. Gets it to Eliza. Eliza drives. Bounce
nice pass.
McMullen misses. Oh, Ellie had the left hand lay-in. Fields with a rebound. We're going to get a loose ball foul.
Oh, my goodness.
On Ellie running up the floor.
And she took a... She,
and they called it on 80?
No.
That's 5.
It wasn't her.
Oh, my goodness. What a terrible call.
It wasn't her. It was on Ellie.
That's what Ellie's saying. Ellie's saying, I ran her down. You got the wrong number.
23.
I got the wrong
23.
Number. 23 had the foul.
He missed it.
Yep. 80 will leave the game. 80 fouls out with 8 points in the game, into the game Alyssa. So you lose some quickness and some ball handling. You might pick up
pretty,
a little outside
pretty
shooting.
Pretty smart move on that. She just stood in front of Ellie.
Yeah.
And Ellie pushed her. And then she took a little dive, but even so.
At the line, Roth, 1-1, hits it. It's a good free throw shooting team. Roth's first point of the game, got it down to 5, 3:24.
I would rather see us go run our offense and look for a shot. We did have a lay-in, and we missed a lay-in.
Roth hits a pair. It's a four-point game. Warriors just need to play like it's the beginning of the game.
Right.
A lot of energy for Santa Ana Christian right now. Eliza puts a break
Took
on.
Took a dive again.
Gets it to Grove. Grove. 10-second call. Warriors didn't get it across.
Yost takes the dive every time. And that's
she's a flopper.
Flopper. Too bad.
Yeah, it is, because she's a great player.
Yeah.
You know, you come off on the radio sounding pretty bad.
They don't care.
They don't care. They're Christians, but they don't care. All right, down in the corner. Jenchek.
Lay in.
Fulbright fouled by... See, that's sportsmanship right there. It's unfortunate that Santa Ana Christian doesn't have the same level of sportsmanship that a public school has. Great sportsmanship by Eliza Nisley. Check it on Fulbright after knocking her down. 4-point game, 3:06 left to go, 33-29. Warriors with a 4-point lead. Fulbright at the line hits a free throw. Great free throw shooting team. Only Fields has missed a foul shot for them today. Jenchek's 3 out of 3. Fulbright 3 out of 3. Roth 2 out of 2. Great foul shooting. Misses, oh, hits that one too. I thought she missed it a little bit long. 2-point game, Ron. 33-31. It's going to test the Warriors here a little bit.
Yeah.
Santiam Christian has played great defense in the second half of this game. They really, for three quarters. They didn't play good defense in the first quarter. From that point on, the Eagles have really gotten it after it defensively and caused some problems for the Warriors, for sure. We got a full timeout. We'll take a break here on Amity Radio on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Regardless.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber. I'm going to turn this up a little bit. It's getting pretty loud in here, Ron. 33-31. This is what state basketball is all about. I said at the beginning of the game, no matter how the game started, it's going to be a close one. Eliza takes it the whole way, gets in deep. Ball knocked out of bounds. No foul. Wow. Great block, I guess, by Fulbright. 33-31. Eliza took it all the way in, slowed down a little bit. It looked like the last 10 feet. I'm not sure why. Harzma to trigger it in. Goes to Grove. Grove foul.
Foul.
Just like that. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Seventh team foul on Sandy and Christian. First foul in about 3 minutes on them. 33-31. Grove to the line with a 2-point lead. Take your time. This is the first one. Warriors have missed four foul shots. One more coming for Grove, the sophomore. Under 3 minutes now. Grove, a little strong on that one too. Rebound, McMullen in traffic, jump ball.
Star ball. Star ball.
Amity ball in the alternating possession. Grove missed a pair of foul shots. Warriors have left five on the board. They're 6 out of 11 from the foul line now. Santiam Christian's missed two foul shots. It's a different game. You make your foul shots.
Yeah, 4-point lead.
Harzma.
Gotta get it in.
Gets it into Grove. Grove back to Harzma. Right
oh
corner
my.
Three.
No way.
Too strong. Rebound inside. We're gonna get a loose ball foul on the Warriors. Two shots going the other way.
Oh my goodness. Wow. She, again, I'm sorry. She took a dive.
Yeah, the officials are falling for it. Yost to go to the line to shoot two.
That's okay. We've got to make shots.
I mean, that's it exactly. We're leaving points at the foul line.
Yeah.
Chance to tie the game for Taylor Yost, player of the year in the Pac-West Conference. It's the first one. Great foul shooting team. Yost, a great shooter. Only got 7 in the game. The problem for the Warriors has been turnovers in the second half.
Yeah.
Really since the first quarter. Yost hits them both. Tie game, folks. Anybody's game, 2:50 to go. All the momentum on the side of the Eagles. Harzma works around the top of the key. Bounce pass, back door. McMullen didn't like it. Alyssa picks up her dribble in the corner. Not what you want to do.
Door up there.
Out on top to Ellie. Ellie back to Alyssa. Alyssa on top to Harzma. Tie game, 2.5 minutes to go. Harzma crosses over, gets all the way to the basket, lays it up and in!
Nice
Maya
shot.
Harzma made Roth miss and then went right past her all the way to the basket. Yost down in the corner. Yenchek for three.
Shooter.
No good. Rebound tipped inside.
Lay
Fulbright
in.
Miss. Rebound knocked loose. Fields dumps it down to Fulbright on the baseline. Back out on top. Ball tipped and Roth gets it out to Yost. Yost, 2 minutes to go. Back to Yenchek in the sideline. Yenchek trying to hit the cutter. Tipped. They get it back. Fulbright.
No.
Traveled! Yeah! Warriors ball! Great pass by Yost. Fulbright apparently couldn't handle it. I couldn't see her feet from here. The official was blocking my view. I just heard the whistle. Warriors up 2 with the ball. 1:52 to go. Harzma.
Make him foul you.
Works your way up. No, we don't want to go to the foul line, Ron. Harzma might want to. Maybe Ellie back door.
Oh, that's a foul.
We're going to have a jump ball. It's
their ball.
Santiam Christian
ball. She brought the ball down.
Yeah. Grove had the ball in the high post, brought it down by her knees. That gave him a chance to reach in. Got some Bill Walton footage about how to run that. Timeout, Santiam Christian. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break here on KLYC McMinnville. This is Warrior Basketball.
Token pressure on
welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 35-33, alternating possession jump ball went to Santiam Christian. So the Warriors will have possession on the next jump ball. Roth over to Yost on the wing. Downloading Jencheck. Yost cuts through. They want to get it to Yost on the reversal. They go back to Jencheck on the right side. Roth, Jencheck, right corner. Back out to Roth on top. Skips it over to Yost. Yost by the center circle. Back to Roth on the angle. She'll put up a three. No good. Air ball. Eliza with the rebound.
Use some time.
Eliza drives past Yost. Gets in deep. Picks it up out to Ellie for three.
Goodness.
No, it's wide right. Rebound inside. Fields. Fields gets it to Yost. No, it wasn't. A minute six to go. Throws it away! Overthrew Jencheck on the nine route. Jencheck was going deep and Yost threw it over her head. Minute four to go. 35-33. Warriors on top by two.
Jed needs to tell Ellie that we're ahead.
Yeah, both teams in the bonus. She was looking for the dagger, Ron. Would have been a 5-point lead. Warriors stack it up from their own baseline. Get it into Alyssa. Alyssa works up the right side.
Now make
nobody
a foul.
Throws it to Eliza underneath. Eliza shot blocked by Fields. No reason to shoot. Jed despondent on the sideline. Just dropping his shoulders. You can't make that shot.
No threes.
Goes for three.
Air ball.
Foul by Eliza. So Yost will go to the line to shoot three with 46.1 seconds to go.
That was a dumb foul.
A good foul, not a good shot at this end the last two times down the floor by the Warriors. On Nisley. So now both Nisleys on the bench. Yost on the line.
Jed still got two timeouts left, man. I wouldn't have put it in the girls' hands.
Yost hits the first one. She'll probably make all three here. She's a great shooter from the foul line. Vincent going to come back in. Yost hits them both. One more coming for Yost. Vincent in. Roth out. Defensive purposes there. Tie game with 46 seconds to go. This is what it comes down to, folks. You got to play smart. Yost hits all three. You also need to make the free throws. Warriors would have a 4 or 5 point lead if they shot as well from the foul line of Sandy M. Christian. Harzma, Warriors down one. Jed wants a timeout. Going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 36-35, Sandy M. Christian on top by one. Warriors have scored 4 points this quarter, Ron. It's a 13-4 Sandy M. Christian advantage over the last 7 minutes and 15 seconds. 10 team fouls on the Warriors, 7 on Sandy M. Christian. Sandy M. Christian from the line, Ron. Yost is 5 out of 5. Jencheck 3 for 3. Fulbright 4 for 4. Roth 2 for 2. Only Fields 0 for 2 has hurt them. 5, 8, 12, 13, 14 out of 16 from the foul line. There are NBA teams that wish they could do that. Good shooting team.
Okay, here we go.
On the floor for the Warriors.
Hardest part of this.
Harzma, Sharp, and Grove. Get it in with 38 seconds here. Down one. Harzma with the ball. Works to the left. Back to the top of the key. Starts to drive. Gets in deep. Bounce pass. Stolen.
Bad pass.
Tried to get it to McMullen. Warriors are going to have to get a stop here. They got a foul.
Don't foul her.
Yost. You can foul Fields. They foul Fields, who's 0 for 2 from the line. It'll be two free throws coming with 20.9 seconds
to go. A lot of time left. There's plenty of time. That was just an ill-advised pass. I don't know what Maya's... She was seeing different people than we were seeing.
Well, this whole second half, the Warriors have struggled with their passing. Fields at the line, 0 for 2 today. Good free throw shooter, though, and she barely misses that one. It looked like it was down to me. She'll have one
Gotta
more.
Gotta have the rebound. Gotta have the rebound.
Gotta box out.
Yost is over there.
Yost behind Sharp. She'll try to go baseline. Misses them both. Long rebound, McMullen. Ellie in a 1-point game. Gets it to Harzma.
Timeout.
Harzma wants a timeout. Finally. Why aren't you looking at the coach as you're coming down the floor? You know.
It's just crazy. Your coach is going to,
you know there's going to be a timeout called almost for sure. Why are you not looking? As an official, you should have one eye on that coach as you come up the floor. Warriors down one with the ball. 14.9 seconds. What's your play call, Ron?
Well, I don't want
Maya driving the ball.
I don't want her driving the ball.
I do. I want her attacking.
I want to be kicking it to one of the McMullens.
Ellie or, Alyssa.
Sarah crashed the board as hard as she can. She got to get the rebound.
Want to get a shot with about 5 or 6 seconds. Maybe even 7 or 8 seconds if you can. But one timeout left for the Eagles. None for the Warriors now.
Whatever shot is taken, they need to all five people crash the boards.
Yep.
And you get a foul, you get a foul. If not, you're going to get a rebound.
Look at this. No pressure from Sandingham Christian. That's interesting. They're going to back it into a 3-2 zone, it looks like. Warriors ball. Alyssa McMullen will inbound. Into Maya.
Okay.
Clock running. 14. 13. High
back
post.
Door.
Sharp. Not there. Gives it to Maya. Maya starts to
get
drive
the ball.
Back out to
Wrong
Sharp.
Person. There it
now
is.
Ellie.
They
Ellie
got it.
For
they got
three.
It. Air ball.
No good. Yost, you got a foul. They foul right away with 2.6. Warriors couldn't hit the outside shot when they needed to. Sandingham Christian likely to win this game. Timeout SC. With a 1-point lead, this was a 19-2 game after the first quarter. Since that point, Warriors have scored 16. They've scored 34. It's been all Sandingham Christian after that first quarter. Going to be a crushing loss for the Warriors if that's the case. There actually should be about 2.9, but doesn't matter. 2.6 is what it is. Yost will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Neither team with a timeout left. So, honestly, all Yost really needs to do is miss the second foul shot. And good luck, you know, getting a rebound
get
and getting a shot off.
No.
You can't call a timeout. I'm not sure anybody we have can shoot the ball three quarters length.
No.
Warriors turnovers and fouls for the Warriors.
Ellie with the shot, but it was even close.
Yeah, missed by a couple of feet for the long. 36-35 SC looking to move on to play Banks. Loser will get Lakeview.
Tomorrow morning.
Yo, short on the first one.
Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
I know, it's brutal. You got to turn around. You got to get your head on straight, right?
Yeah.
Both teams, it'll be a close loss. Yost misses it. Sharp, probably fouled. McMullen can't
no
get
legs.
It to length of the floor.
No legs.
Final score, 36-35 in favor of Sandingham Christian. An incredible comeback for the Eagles as they dug a huge hole, fought back. But really, it's about the Warriors turning the ball over.
Not,
I don't know what the final numbers are, but oh my goodness, we turned it over a lot.
Yeah, a lot of freshmanitis.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Some ill-advised shots down the stretch.
With the lead.
With the lead.
Yeah.
Up two, we took a three and we took a two that really shouldn't have been taken. There was no reason to take those things. Missed foul shots also for the Warriors really hurt them in the fourth quarter of this game.
Yeah.
Pretty disappointing game for the Warriors. It's going to be a lot of girls feeling personally responsible, but it's a team effort. You lose a game like this and you look at missed free throws. 80 missed one, Maya missed one, Eliza missed one, Sarah missed a couple. And so you've got missed free throws, you've got some shots that shouldn't have been taken, you got some turnovers. There is plenty of
blame to go around.
Blame to go around, or just plenty of opportunities that were missed during that game
and
that would have made it a different game.
And a couple missed lay-ins, too, that were down the stretch.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so this is not pinned on any one player out there. I'm sure there's a bunch of girls that will feel personally responsible for this, but it's not. It's a team effort when you lose a one-point game, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you think about how could we have had two more points in this game? Well, there's about 50 ways you could have had two more points.
And coaches could take some responsibility, too, because...
See if you can get me a fresh one. See if you can get me the final one. Send Natalie down there, see if she can get that for me. Pretty big win for Sandingham Christian. Their seniors get to move on and play against Banks. Rough loss for the Warriors. 36-35 is the final score for Amity. Try to get a picture of that scoreboard there. It's a disappointing one for the Warriors. See if hopefully Natalie can get me the final stats here, because I'm curious about turnovers. We had 10 turnovers in the first half, Ron. I'll bet we had 16 in the second half. That's my guess. And you can't win a lot of games with 26 turnovers.
Yeah, that guy should just hand her a copy. They're right there in the copy machine.
They are, right? Yeah, he's got one there. That's all she, my wife doesn't know really what to ask for. Now she's, now Steve Walker's talking to my wife. Come on, man, I want the stats. Give me my stats. Give me my stats. Steve Walker from OSAA, the best person to work for OSAA, in my opinion, ever. I love Steve. All right, so final turnovers to the Warriors. 23 turnovers, 13 in the second half.
Yeah.
Warriors just too many turnovers in that game. Some other notable things. Warriors in the first half shot 42.9%. They shot 11.1 in the fourth quarter. That was 1 for 9, 0 for 4 from 3-point range, 2 for 4 from the foul line. Overall in the game, the Warriors just 54.5% from the foul line. They got 11 foul shots, made only 6 of them, whereas Santiam Christian made 14 out of 20. As far as rebounding goes, the Warriors out-rebounded them 30-29. Warriors had 6 steals to their 2, but 23 turnovers to 20 for Santiam Christian. Santiam Christian tightened up on that. They had 13 in the first half, just 7 in the second half.
And we didn't turn them over at all in the second half that I remember. I mean, they beat the press. And
Taylor Yost ends up with 11 points, 7 rebounds, and just 2 turnovers. Maddie Fields with 11 points and, or 10 points and 11 rebounds. So the two of them, 21 points, 22 rebounds combined. Warriors led by Ellie McMullen with 10 points. She also had a couple of assists, couple rebounds. 9 for Eliza Nisley to go with 9 rebounds and 4 assists and 3 blocks and 3 steals. Unfortunately, 8 turnovers for Eliza. 8 points each for Maya Harzma and, Adie Nisley. Here's the missing one. Sarah Lynn Grove just could not get anything going in this game. No points for Sarah and only 2 rebounds. Not a typical game for the sophomore. Alyssa McMullen also scoreless in the game. Kylie Kendall, Megan Scharf scoreless as well. Maya had the 8 points, 3 rebounds, just 1 assist in the game, 4 turnovers and a steal. And, Adie Nisley, 8 points, 3 rebounds and 4 turnovers, couple of steals. So Warriors just, the story of the game in the second half, really about the Warriors turning the ball over and not being able to make shots. And really, Ron, without naming names, some really ill-advised shots in the fourth quarter of that game that didn't need to be taken.
Yeah, with the lead.
Yeah, with a 2-point lead, we took a 2 that we didn't need to take, and we took a 3 that we didn't need to take.
And we drove into no man's land.
Several times.
With the lead.
Yep, several times and got nothing out of it.
That comes a little bit with leadership on the floor.
Tough loss for the Warriors. They will now play 8 a.m. back here in North Bend, right?
Against a very
good Marshfield. They'll play at Marshfield against Lakeview.
Very good team.
Pretty good team in Lakeview. Both teams with 1 point. Lakeview lost by 2. Warriors lose by 1. So both teams with some heartbreak. They've got the evening to recover from it and then get ready to play at 8 o'clock again tomorrow morning. Hopefully Sarah's ankle doesn't bother her tomorrow. Sometimes you'll tweak it. It feels good for the rest of the game. And then you get to the next day, and sometimes it's a little sore.
But. And we're playing for a win there gets us a 9 o'clock game tomorrow on Saturday morning.
Those are rough. I don't get to sleep in either day. All right, folks, that is it from here. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to get out of here and be back on the air before 8 o'clock in the morning. Ay, 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 ay. It's early. Warriors lose 36-35 to Santiam Christian when it really mattered. The Warriors could not wrap that game up. They had the lead all the way until the final minute of the game. They never trailed in this game until the last minute. And their largest deficit of the game, 1 point, right?
Yeah.
That was it. Maybe it was 2 points and we got it back. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But not much. All right, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks for joining us here on KLYC.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 503,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places. The OSAA Radio Network is presented by Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.